Scott Pruitt is out as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. On Monday, his deputy, Andrew Wheeler, becomes acting director. Wheeler is a former coal lobbyist. Environmentalists worry that he's going to continue Scott Pruitt's deregulatory agenda. So just who is Andrew Wheeler? Robin Bravender knows his record well. She's deputy editor of Climate Wire at E&E News. Hi, Robin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Scott Pruitt claimed that he was an outsider. He made a name for himself as Oklahoma Attorney General, in part by suing the EPA. Andrew Wheeler is, by all accounts, a classic Washington insider. What should we know about Andrew Wheeler?
Well, Andrew Wheeler is very well known to folks in D.C. energy circles. He worked on Capitol Hill for a long time as an aide to Senator Jim Inhofe, a Republican from Oklahoma and the Senate's best-known climate change denier. So Wheeler worked for him on the Hill. He's also worked at EPA before. He worked on pesticides and toxics there back in the 1990s. So he knows the agency, but since he left Inhofe's office, he's been working as a lobbyist. He represented Murray Energy Corporation, which is a big coal company, for a while.
So he has had a long list of financial disclosures. What kind of other ties to industry does he have?
Yeah, he's lobbied for a range of clients, some of them energy companies, some auto firms. So he's lobbied for a range of industries and knows the regulated industries that EPA deals with very well.
So what do we know about what he wants to do with the EPA then at the top of the agency?
Yeah, almost everyone expects him to be a loyal foot soldier for the Trump administration, continuing the deregulatory agenda that President Trump has laid out. Where he'll differ from Pruitt is probably in style. So Scott Pruitt has always been seen as someone with higher political aspirations. He's been talked about as having wanted to be attorney general or perhaps running for Senate or even president. And it's unclear now what Pruitt's fate is, given how he's leaving. But Wheeler, on the other hand, is sort of a workhorse, and he isn't seen as someone with political aspirations. He's someone who knows policy very deeply and wants to get things done at EPA.
And what can we expect specifically that he will get done? We know that a lot of Scott Pruitt's priorities were tied up in court, some of them enacted. In fact, tell us which ones were enacted and what Wheeler might do about the rest.
Yeah. So some of the policies that have yet to be enacted are the big ones. So President Trump has called the Clean Power Plan, President Obama's big climate change rule, dead. But in fact, it's still working its way through the regulatory process. It hasn't even officially been repealed by the Trump administration. And the same goes for water policies. They have proposed some other big changes, like overhauling how science is done at EPA. But again, that's still in the works. Wheeler is expected to continue on the same course for a lot of those things. And in fact, a lot of people think he might be more effective at getting things done because he won't be distracted and his staff won't be distracted by putting out these fires every day with the scandals that keep trickling out with Pruitt.
By the way, when you said the way science is done at the EPA, what was Pruitt's approach and what do you expect will be Wheeler's approach?
Yeah. So Pruitt proposed a longstanding Republican priority, which is to change how science is done in rulemaking. And what Pruitt has said he wants to do is make it so that science where the data is not publicly available can't be used in rulemaking at EPA. And folks who like that idea say science shouldn't be secret. Data should be made public. And other folks say, you know, there is confidential business information. There's public health information that can't be made public. And what that's basically going to do is make it so the best science can't be used.
And so how do we see the role of science under Wheeler?
Honestly, it's probably going to continue. Wheeler is someone who people who know him closely say he's someone who appreciates science. He's going to listen to the data, but his policies are going to be different than, say, the Obama administration. So on climate change, he's someone who worked for Inhofe, and he's someone who might see holes in climate change science and not want to regulate that the same way that Obama does. But he is expected to be slightly more moderate than Pruitt when it comes to looking at the science.
Andrew Wheeler is the acting director of the EPA right now. Is he expected to get the job permanently?
It's hard to say. A lot of his allies want him to get the job. He's seen as someone who can bring kind of a steadying hand to that agency. But it's unclear whether Trump will get a nominee through, just given how divisive EPA is and where they're going to want to put their capital. So he might nominate Wheeler for the job. And Wheeler could get confirmed, even though EPA is so divisive. He's someone who's worked on Capitol Hill. Democrats there know him well and might be more likely to want to confirm him than they would an outsider.
Question about Scott Pruitt. What happens to all the federal inquiries about Scott Pruitt, his ethics violations, now that he's out?
They're going to continue. So there are 13 investigations right now into Scott Pruitt. And even though Scott Pruitt's gone, they could have some impacts on his current staff, including Wheeler, Pruitt's chief of staff, Ryan Jackson. Some people who still work at EPA could come out of those looking less than stellar.
Robin Provender, deputy editor of Climate Wire at E&E News, speaking about the new acting head of the EPA, Andrew Wheeler. Robin, thanks.
Thanks so much.